Hello, my name is Carlos. We just conducted a survey that to help us better understand what's most important to people across a variety of topics. Can you be so kind to share your opinion? I'll be brief. Now, we're thinking about the direction in which the country is headed. And generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you, sir. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say is each of these issues important to you, sir? Like the from 0 to 10, can you please rate how you feel, how important that issue is for you personally? The issue of democracy from 0 to 10, how important is that for you?
10.
Thank you. And inflation and the cost of living, what number?
What you mean by the cost of living? Which way is it going?
Yeah, that issue of the cost of living. How important is that issue to you personally? 10. Okay. And the issue of K-12 education, how important is that for you?
At least 10.
10. And climate change, which number?
10.
And criminal justice reform, which number?
10.
And voting rights?
Voting rights, 10.
10. And a student loan at debt, how important is that issue for you personally, from 0 to 10?
7.
And crime and violence, what number?
10.
And abortion rights?
10.
10. And reproductive freedom?
10.
And healthcare, how important is that for you?
10.
And immigration, which number?
About 8.
And racism and discrimination, which number?
I can hear you on that question, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, how important is the issue of racism and discrimination to you, sir, from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, and the jobs and wages?
10.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes, you know, some things comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, sir, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on the scale from 0 to 10? 0 means you're not likely at all. 10, extremely likely, okay? And may I please... May I have your race, please? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American?
African-American.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
And the next question is just for statistical purpose only. Believe me, by no means we try to insult your intelligence. But do you think of yourself as a male, a female, or something else?
A male.
And what is the year of your birth, please?
1953.
Thank you, sir. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
12.
High school, so college. Okay, thank you. And, sir, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel personally that your vote has to make changes and issues that matters to you? From 0 to 10. 0 means you feel that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means you feel your vote has a lot of power.
About 7.
Okay, thank you, sir. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on the scale from 0 to 10, with 0 being...
How much more longer? I have to get ready for work.
Understood, sir. I will speed it up, okay? I will speed it up real quick. Now, 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. Kamala Harris, which number from 0 to 10?
0 means is favorable.
Very cold and unfavorable. 0, 5, neutral.
Oh, 10.
And 10, very warm and favorable. How about Donald Trump? Which number?
2.
Okay. And Joe Biden? Which number?
I'll give him a 7.
Okay. And also Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Which number?
5.
And the Democratic Party? Which number?
10.
And how about the Republican Party? Which number?
A 5.
A 5. Thank you, sir. Now, moving right along, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., undecided? If you have
to vote today. Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. They also had Cornel West, Jill Stein. Okay. So you stick with Kamala Harris. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
House Representative. No, this is Congress. The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate, the undecided, or do you not plan to vote?
The Democratic candidate.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Okay, and thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better, or worse?
It's about the same.
Okay, thank you. No change at all, right? So thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, or is about half and half, or most of them don't vote, or none of them vote? Your friends and associates?
Well, they all vote.
They all vote, okay. And below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each, can you please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevents the programs you want to see in this country from 0 to 10? And 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. And 5 means you're not sure. And 0 means you believe that that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. Now, any number from 0 to 10. President Biden, from 0 to 10.
7.
Okay. And how about Supreme Court? Which number?
3.
Okay. And Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
3.
And white supremacists?
0.
And Governor Kemp?
Governor Kemp, Joe Kemp, I give him a 7.
Okay. And Donald Trump?
A 3.
Okay. And how about the Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly? Which number?
3.
Okay. Thanks, sir. Okay. Now, sir, below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in black communities. After each, can you please indicate how much you believe that?
How much more do you get? I got to go.
Just 1 more minute so I can use the ones that you already gave me, okay? I will speed it up. After each, can you please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles will motivate you or people on your network to vote using a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means you will not motivate you at all to vote, and 5 means you're not sure, and 10 means it will strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Now, the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence program, after 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care, Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8 more. More action is needed as black youth 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. Which number from 0 to 10? Will that motivate you strongly to go to vote in 10? Not sure. 7. And 0 means not motivated at all to go to vote.
7.
Okay. And the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month in internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly from 0 to 10. How motivated are you?
10.
With that statement, 10. Okay. Now, 14 years after the Affordable Care Act in 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia is still lack access to health coverage. From 0 to 10, which number?
10.
Okay. And the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodation for pregnant new mothers and recovery workers from 0 to 10. How important is that for you to go to vote?
10.
And we're made strides towards building black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey toward our future progress. Which number, from 0 to 10?
8.
Thank you, sir, for your responses. But so far, I'm going to ask you some more questions again about people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. Can you please answer based on what you have heard, how you feel right now? No matter how frequently you vote in the election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matters to you, from 0 to 10?
8.
Okay, thank you. And how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community, from 0 to 10?
About 10.
Thank you. And as you may know, there will be an election for president in U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, but how motivated are you to go to vote, from 0 to 10?
10, I'm voting. All.
Extremely? Okay, thinking back in the last 4 years, would you say that life has gotten much worse? Worse, stay about the same, better, or no change? Okay. Do you consider yourself heterosexual, or straight, 2, lesbian, gay, or 3, bisexual, or something else?
Right.
Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Widow.
Thank you, sir. And, sir, are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, yes or no?
No.
In politics, yes, sir. Today, sir, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or an independent?
A Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not so strong?
In between. I'm about moderate.
Okay, a moderate. Okay, how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily off, unemployed, retired?
I'm part-time, retired, part-time.
Part-time, understand. And, sir, last year, that was 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than 25, 25 to 34?
25 to 34.
Okay. Sir, very kind of you for taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure. This concludes the survey. Enjoy the rest of the day, sir. Thank you. Be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.